Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurt Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew as we turn to chapter 8 with verses 23 through 27. Jesus got into a boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but Jesus was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" In Matthew 8, verses 23 through 27, we encounter a profound lesson about faith through a compelling narrative. As Jesus and his disciples enter a boat, a sudden storm arises, threatening to overwhelm them. The disciples, filled with fear, wake Jesus, who is peacefully asleep. With a few commanding words, he calms the wind and the waves, leaving his followers in awe. This passage illustrates the dynamic of faith in the presence of Jesus amidst life's storms. Those who possess little faith, like the frightened disciples, receive blessings, yet their experience is often limited. They witness Jesus' power and authority, feeling his love and protection, but their lack of trust leaves them trembling. Jesus questions them, asking, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" This prompts a reflection on how we too may live in fear when challenges arise, yearning for the reassurance that comes from a deeper connection with him. Contrastingly, those who cultivate a genuine faith in Jesus experience an inner anointing that transforms their hearts, leaving them in utter peace. This deeper faith fills them with joy, comfort, and a profound sense of security. Regardless of the storms surrounding them, they understand that true faith is not merely believing in Jesus' ability to calm storms, but trusting in his presence and love. They are aware that the miraculous acts of salvation are not distant events, but a present reality in their lives. When we anchor our faith in Jesus, we encounter the miracles of truth, the transformation in our lives, and the fulfillment of his promises. As we nurture our relationship with him, we invite the peace that surpasses all understanding, reinforcing our spirit with love, joy, and hope. Remember, don't worry how big the storm is. Tell the storm how big your God is. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 8. It's verses 23 through 27. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "O You of Little Faith." Upon the waves the tempest roared, a fierce wind howled, a chaos poured. Yet in the boat so still he lay, the Son of God, through night and day. "Awake, The trembling voices cried as fear and doubt began to rise. But with a glance, he calmed the storm, his voice a promise, warm and norm. Why fear, O hearts of little trust? He spoke with love, kind and just. In every trial, he's by our side. Through winds of doubt, he is our guide. So let us sail through trials and strife. With faith in him, we find new life. For in the storms, his peace we'll know. In every wave, his love will flow. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's July 1st, 2025. I'm recording this morning at 4:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. And today we have some congratulatory Thanksgiving to our good friend John and Marie. After 38 years in one location in South Florida, they sold their home, and yesterday was their closing date on that home. And now they're out of their home, and in Vero Beach is where they ended up, near their daughter. So we're congratulating them today and praying for his successful treatments for his stomach cancer as he continues to receive radiation. And we're lifting him up in prayer each and every day as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. As we close today, in Jesus' sweet name, it's 7-Eleven. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.